signal to do something more than prime numbers in the Fibonacci theory. We'll monitor it, and when you change your mind, we'll come back and ferry you.
Okay.
So anyway, so whatever, you communicate whatever you want with it, you turn the protocol.
He says, yeah, I mean, unless you were willing to divulge more information about yourself, it would be...
Well, what are you interested in?
Oh, mostly cultural effects.
Culturally, we're a people of, well, at least the organization we're part of is exploration. Knowledge is prime. Monetary things aren't even important to us anymore. Violence is avoided at all costs.
Let's understand from our point of view. You know, all you're doing is you're just telling us things and we have no way of confirming this at all.
Well, we could develop a way. Well,
so you're all the rich too.
You could send him. We have a couple basic parameters on how we are the Federation. Pamphlet. We have lots of books built of this stuff for just that situation.
Sure, we could send them something like that.
That would probably fit in somewhat at ease. We like being peaceful, but people aren't peaceful. They come at the bomb.
Our general orders, the top, whatever. That would probably give them an example of that. I don't think we've already communicated with prime directive, so we'll do it verbatim.
Yeah, and they'll go in to tell those folks.
Sir, can I have you for a minute?
All right, what do you want now?
It appears that seismic activity is being caused by the Dalekian crystal,
sir,
and on their planet. The energy from the sun interacting with the Dalekian crystals creates kinetic.
You want to tell them that information?
I've actually already told one of their scientists this information, but she is in jail right now, as far as I know. I think if you told them this information overall, if you think it might be within the current directive, which I'm definitely not certain it is, then they could undertake a program to rid their city of the Dalekian crystals, perhaps all of the quartz. They could see that their seismic activity decreases, and in 4 to 5 years, they might have a better feeling about us and be willing to accept transportation.
The problem is, of course, that tells them all about the lithium crystal technology.
Not necessarily. Not
if they go, hey, the next question they're going to ask is going to be, so, why is this causing the graph? Why do these crystals?
Well, it's going to be simple. I mean, it's the difference in crystals, and it's subjecting to different types of energy. And the one, vibrate, they're going to know which one's which. And then they could become safe there and get out of here on their own. Which, it's likely that they would eventually figure this out anyway.
We would definitely have interfered with the evolution of the society.
As the seismic activity increased, it would be a short period of time before they determine that this particular crystal created...
They have absolutely no knowledge of that at this point. I could very easily see their civilization being destroyed without them discovering that.
Well, if we give them this information with the assumption that they'll take this information with goodwill and then want our transport, they won't really be able to utilize this new information on their adopted planet.
That's true. I still suspect it probably would constitute a violation of the Prime Directive, and I assumed this when I told their scientists that.
Alright, bring them back online. I've been informed by one of our engineers, scientists, that we believe that the nature of the seismic activity, and we know how you can rid it. And with it ridded, we believe you don't even need our help. And I'm afraid, I wish I'd known this earlier, I would have communicated it. those crystals we spoke of, if you rid the area around your complex of them, the seismic activity will cease. And you should be able to stay there indefinitely without our help. And in 2,000 years or whatever, you'll be able to... what this gets you, I believe, is independence. So you don't need our help. And
I see. So you're talking about the quartz.
The quartz.
Okay.
It's interacting with your expanding sun.
That's an interesting theory.
You can test it out, and like I said, in the future you can transmit from we'll monitor your transmitting station, your eye, and if the signal changes and you indicate that you want our help at that point, then we'll come get you. But like I said, with this, I believe you're free to either stay here or move on, as opposed to being forced off your planet.
That sounds very equitable. And we'll test out your theory.
I hear it. We'll transmit a few pamphlets to you.
These are the
public relations documents explaining the nature of the Federation.
Thank you. Well, it has been quite an eventful time for our people.
The woman that helped us. I would hope. I would hope that she epitomized both our ideals and what I believe the true ideals of your people. That they believe that that blackmail and murder were deeds that weren't. Up to the ideal of both peoples, and as such, she certainly shouldn't be punished for her activity. So if it's within your power...
Strangely, we wouldn't punish someone in the same situation.
If it's within her power to protect her, that'd be excellent. You also left some equipment behind, and I'm sure by now you've analyzed it a great deal. But to satisfy my organization, can we send a shuttle now to pick it up?
Of course.
Yes, send us more unarmed people.
We will return your bag of instruments to you.
Okay.
Make a
round of this.
Say what?
Diplomacy roll.
Diplomacy.
President skill.
President skill. Is diplomacy the top level?
Yeah.
Alright, 6.
Okay. So you'll take what he said under advice, and he will return your last time without trying to ambush your people.
You'll lose.
That's what you claim. Do not underestimate the primitive people.
Yes.
All right. This is a universe where Ewoks are effective.
And I think we should continue to. We know how often they do their fast information.
Twice a day.
Yeah, so we can monitor it with the appropriate time and appropriate distance. We have computers.
Oh, we'll just get a local star base to go. The one that initially gave us the information on the signal.
Well, it only goes light speed. Well, it take a few years to get
there. It went light speed. I thought it went faster than light. That's why
it had a warp signature.
That's why it had the.
It's true. It had a warp signature, but not so much more.
So we should just tell it takes a few years to respond.
We should have a relay. Yeah, the relay.
Okay. Legal probe. Good idea.
Oh God.
What's that?
I could have gotten this out of there too. One of my advantages is just the direction.
Cool.
So, okay. I think we're done.
Okay.
Unless, of course, I have another interview.
In the shovel.
Unless I have another interview.
No, not really. So after that, a few days later, Commander Dolio interviews a bunch of other people that he and Lieutenant Ringsley, my shuttle, compiled the report.
Get a chance to, go out with her a few more times once she's here. That'd be great.
She's usually busy, though. So you only see her like one more time.
Okay. Well, I certainly want to say goodbye.
Did he want to see you?
What's that?
Did he get any?
No.
All right, I want to give her a peck on the cheek as she leaves, though.
Okay.
If I get away with that.
She's a little happier.
Oh, yeah? Oh, she's not stressed?
Yeah.
Now that, you know, no one suspects her of being gay, but
she's probably, yeah. She's probably the the head. Well, not the snow one. She's probably the one doing all the real work.
You are?
The other guy's her puppet.
Mind control thing.
Exactly.
Well, the Betazoids clearly control all the Federation.
Experience. Right now.
Heaps.
Two next week.
Total XP doesn't go up unless you spend it.
Right. Shannon. Minus one aggression. Plus one ultimate.
Woohoo! I have a minus one aggression.
Chris.
Yeah, but sound like you're
Manuel.
I have empathy.
Manuel.
Plus one discipline, minus one initiative.
Can I ask why the minus one on initiative?
Because seems to be following Shannon's
I'm the one that came up with the whole plan to blow away after using the lithium crystals. No.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm just this one.
Well, you know,
he wanted to sit there.
You just seem to be more
hesitant.
He wanted to sit down. I'm sorry. He wants to play Kit Kat, fell on the floor. And I want to break out.
You don't know he wasn't somehow interacting
with the crystals. My impression was that Shannon tended to be more proactive and he tended to follow either Shannon or.
Hey, don't worry, man. He's screwing me. He's a good one. You can somehow turn around every day of the day.
I need to go read the first four laws. Write the rest of them. I want to see what you write about what I do.
What's interesting? Well, our characters are much more interesting than you write them.
Yeah, that's why
I'm reading them.
I only take
the adventures of Dirt by these stories are only based on the adventures and not actually. Let's see, what the hell do you
Okay,
wait, that's how you're supposed to feel when Kevin gives out renown. Though I never have.
Of course you haven't. The entire scene where you must play kick right there on the floor is just killing me. No, right out. I don't take it.
That's the great thing about him. Even when he gives out for now, he's entertaining.
There's your experience, Mike. I'm trying to decide whether to buy something or just keep hoarding the XP.
Plus one discipline, plus one skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So is mental transport?
Yeah.
Transport?